We have Kelly on the line for a meet and greet today. I'll tell you something fascinating about Kelly. I just read it. She told BB Shay. She just got back from something that you might be very interested in. Mm. Kelly, hello, and how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great, thanks.
Great, it's good to hear from you. Now, how did you come to listen to this program? 5 years ago, BB Shay said.
Yes, 5 years ago, it was my boyfriend. He said, hey, I think you should listen to two guys named Chris. They're amazing. He goes, I listen to them every single day, and he gives us a lot to fodder and talk about, and then we realized how many of our friends also listen, so it was a kind of community of P1. Wow.
Well, marry him.
If you're still together.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That is such a nice thing for you to say. We really appreciate it. Kelly works in social media marketing.
Wow.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wow.
Social media marketing. That seems like a very good field to be in. How did you get into that?
So I had worked for an advertising agency and then transitioned to work for a hospital. And so I started doing, like, this is like 15 years ago, I started tweeting surgeries and started behind the scenes doing a lot of different things to tell people about medical procedures and why I'd want to do them. And then I got recruited to Krispy Kreme and have then spent the rest of my time in restaurants, like in the background of fast food and doing a lot of stuff like that. And that's been pretty cool and social. That's
people really cool. Love behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
If you can see if you can see how the donuts are made, mm-hmm. people want to see it.
Well, what did you think of Krispy Kreme? Now, did you love seeing all the inner workings of it?
I did. It's like, imagine like knowing like this came from an idea that was like now like 80 plus years old. Mm-hmm. And then to watch how they grew and like how to see how donuts are made, like the mechanics, the true mechanics and the equipment that they made. Yeah. And then what like kind of thought went into it and the passion and like the stories, like people would send so many stories like nonstop about like their lives and how what donuts meant to them. And while you find it like it's just one little escape, it's like people use it after working out. Some people do it, you know, family gatherings, birthdays, whatever, end of life. I mean, I'm like, this is the wildest thing I have ever seen and how much like joy that a donut would bring to people. So. Yeah,
I can see why you're good at marketing. You have that made me want a donut. You just talking mm-hmm. about it made me interested in the behind the scenes and the passions for the donuts and so forth.
What do you think of things like the Meta glasses? Do you think that'll change social media? I feel like it already is.
Yeah, it is. And I've you know, watched just how it, like people capture every single thing around you. And I think also, though, I know that AI is changing, I think, how people use social in general. And just that, like what Meta's doing, trying to have more synthetic images versus like authentic. And also a lot of people are jumping ship to go and spend more time on AI versus like they're in their ChatGPTs, but yet they're still on social. But I think you're seeing a lot of different behavior patterns from that. That's just my analytics on the back end.
Totally agree with you.
We're cooked on AI, man. We're going to fall into this AI world where it's all we yeah. want because it gives us everything we want.
AI, yeah.
It'll make you look pretty. It'll tell you you're pretty. It'll tell you you're great. Mm-hmm. People are going to stop living in reality.
Well, I just talked to I was mentioning him earlier at this birthday party over the weekend. He's 30 years old. He's a lawyer. And he says, yeah, I use ChatGPT all the time, AI to do this, assist me and all that. And I said, well, then will the paralegal go away? He said, yeah, there'll be no more. Okay. You're that job.
Yeah.
Right.
Does it worry you, Kelly, that, you know, we're going to really lose a ton of jobs? I've asked many people in this field this. Are you worried 10 years from now we're going to be in trouble?
No, I'm not as worried. And I didn't get that confidence until I went to South by Southwest mm-hmm. in March. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to she used to be the head of Pixar. And I was like, how do you use AI and how do you do it creatively? And the more I started talking to her, I was like, no, there's a future, but it's how you use it right. A lot of people jump ship and they kind of think, oh, it's going to replace all kinds of people if you think corporately. But then how she uses it as part of a creative partner and her team.
Yes.
And so I'm like, that's the effective way to use it. You don't let it just do like everything for you. I have a client that I work with and all he would do is just kept using AI. And I'm like, you're making mistakes. Yeah. You're reporting. Everything's off. You're like, your sales are off. Everything's messed up. And so I go and I like talk to him. And so I kind of talked him off the ladder, but I feel like now I'm kind of an AI coach for some people.
Right.
And so I just don't mean to be, but I'm like, no, if you use it this way, it'll be your partner and it'll be great. So I don't feel like it's going to limit some jobs, but there's more people out there that are finding jobs with data centers, more people that are finding jobs on how to use prompts right. And I think it'll create in the end.
Yes.
But I think the fear right now is just going to, it's like, you know, when internet was created, it's like when social was created, like everybody in the world's kind of jumping to one thing, but it'll level out. And I think you'll see a new economy created out of it.
I have an observation that, Kelly, you are too smart for this show.
I told her that when I was talking to her.
It's clear you come here to take a break from real reality.
Yes. Here. I'm reading more that you told BB Shea. She's getting her master's currently, and she plays 14 instruments.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And I just came back from the World Cup. I was volunteering. I was a little device-less for that, so that was good.
Did you enjoy your time at the World? What city were you in?
I went to Kansas City. It's really random. I have a family member there, and I also knew a client there. And I was like, all right, this would be great. I need to go. And FIFA had, like, targeted me with ads for, like, 2 years and had been in this dance with them. And so I've been through a lot of training, and I was like, I got to do this. And I wanted to be around the media. So I was with the Algerians, and I was with the Austrians. And being behind the scenes of talking to them and being part of all those press conferences and, like, getting their thoughts and seeing spicy kind of conversations, that was fun.
Fantastic. Did you enjoy your time? I guess it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was a little nervous about, like, 64,000 people. And also the Netherlands were there, and I was supposed to be a part of that game, but I didn't get all my credentials in time. But I was like, there's so many people, and this is going to be chaos, and me being, like, right there. But then I loved it. I had a blast. Yeah. And I thought it was, like, one of the best times. It was well done.
Well, we definitely embraced it. I mean, the United States has put on a heck of a show here with the World Cup. You know, I may watch the U.S. in the knockout round.
Oh, my God.
It's possible. I might.
And speaking of cooked, we are now cooked.
I might watch the U.S. in the knockout round. And BB Shea said you recently returned from Germany as well. How was that trip?
Oh, it was so great. I went to BMW to learn innovation, and I went to beer school, and I went to the world's oldest continuously open brewery. They're going to turn 1,000 years old in 14 years from now.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, no way. It's wild. And learning how beer was made was even better, and watching their process from Germany. So it's great.
It's unbelievable. You're clearly incredibly intelligent. You're getting your master's. You play 14 instruments. Go ahead and let everybody know who's your favorite member of this program. Who is it? Go ahead.
It's Biggie.
Jesus Christ.
What? Even I don't deserve that.
What? What? You're going to put Biggie as your favorite member of this program?
Well, according to one 14-year-old, I am the heart of the show.
And I love what Biggie's done with his social, too.
Well, there you have it.
A lot more active.
He's better on socials, that's for sure. I don't even know what it is. Hit me up on MySpace now. I got that. Come on now.
I got some things to say about MySpace.
A couple of things to say about MySpace. Kelly, it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you. We'd love to meet you in person at the baseball game.
Great. I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations on everything. It sounds like you have a great life.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
And thank your boyfriend. And hey, man, put a ring on it. All right, let's go.
Hey, you want to break from reality? Listen to these morons.
Thanks, Kelly.
None of them live in it.